Hello everyone, this is Quinn Lee. Today I'm going to review the Linksys CIT200 Skyphone. First of all, I'm going to be talking about how to install the little software, how to set up the phone, how to get started with using the phone. And finally, I'm going to be talking about the things that I like and the things that I wish that this phone could do. Before I go on, I'd like to give you my new website. It is home.cogico. So C-O-G is in George, ECO.CA/Quinn, Quinlle. So the website again is home.cogico.ca/Quinlle, and Quinlle spells Quinlle, and Cogico is C-O-G-E-C-O, and the tilde sign is actually it's a ship sign, and it is the one to the left of number one. And trust me, I didn't choose the name of this website. It just came with my internet service. Okay, so let's talk about this phone. I really like this phone. I like it so much that I have actually disconnected my home telephone service. And now I primarily use this phone to make outgoing calls. Because I have a cell phone that when people call me is actually free, so I have unlimited incoming calls. So this way I can make outgoing calls unlimited because I'm in Canada. I bought this phone from eBay for only $60. I believe the regular price is about $90 if you get from Amazon or other places. But I was fortunate I was able to get this phone for only $60 US. Okay, so let's install the software first. Well, actually, let's hook up the phone. So the phone comes with the little USB base station. Okay, so it's kind of like the size of my palm, basically. The width is like that, but the length is the size of my palm, just my palm. And the width is probably about half smaller, maybe two-thirds smaller. So it's pretty small. It's like one of the old pager. And you just basically plug into the USB port on your computer. So I'm going to do that right now. Okay. Now, when you first plug it in and install it, the sound card on your computer We'll switch to the Linksys CIT200 phone. So what you have to do is you have to go, if you like your computer sound card to remain intact, then you will have to go into the audio sounds and audio option in the Windows XP to change it. Okay. So I wonder if I have to install it. Well, let me see. If it's has auto. Oh, see? Yeah, see, now my sound card has stopped. Either you get sighted help for this, or you have a braille display that will help too. Or if you have Windows XP and you use the classic menu, I can roughly tell you how you can set up, how you can kind of restore your sound card. So first of all, you press the start menu, press S for settings, enter on control panel, so you enter right away, and then you press S for sound. Now, this is where you might run into a little bit of problem because depending on your system, you might have a number of S's though. So for me, I don't actually remember how many S's on my system, but I just press and I feel it on my braille display. So scanner, schedule, secure, sound max, sound, and audio. So I'm going to enter on here. Next, you're gonna do Control Tab twice. And I can't even tell what the page is called, but basically something about a voice or something like that. Okay, so the first thing you're gonna land on is Sound Playback Default Device. Right now it is on Linksys. I don't want on Linksys, so I'm gonna arrow up. It's actually, in this case, it's down, arrow down to choose my sound card. And you're gonna tap again three times. One, two, three. I'm using my braille display to tap, actually. And you're gonna be landing on Sound Recording Default Device. So I'm gonna arrow down again to choose my default sound card, not the Linksys one. And actually, you're gonna tap one, two, three, four more times. It will say something like use only default devices. You should check the checkbox here, which is already checked. So I'm gonna enter, just to make it quick, just enter on here, okay. And that's it, see, the sound goes back. So I'm gonna close this. Okay, next we want to go into Skype to set up so that Skype will actually be using the Linksys sound card. So I'm gonna go to Skype. No, Skype is not on. Before I do that, let me install the software first so that it will start and then Skype will also start too. Okay, hopefully this is the right CD. Now, installing the software is actually quite simple, but there's a little trick to it because the installation dialog box is actually not accessible for us at all. But I can show you how we can overcome that barrier. I hope this is the right CD. Oh, setup wizard. Okay, so if I root JAWS to PC, English. Yeah, so if you, even if you click on English, you can't do anything else. Even if you tap, there's nothing. If you root JAWS to PC, read this. There isn't really anything you could do here. So what I would do is I'll close this. I'm going to say yes here. And actually, I'm going to be going to directly to explore the CD. So I'm going to press enter on my computer. Go down. Okay, so this is the SID200. I'm going to press application key and then find explore. I'm going to tap, use F6. I'm going to enter on setup wizard. Application. I'm going to press enter on applications. And enter on install. Oh. Okay. So now I'm going to go to explore the CD and find the installation file so that I can install it directly. So I'm going to go to my computer, enter on it. So this is the CIT200 CD. So I'm going to press application key and then down arrow to find explore, enter on it, press F6. See, there's a setup wizard.x, but we don't want it here because then it will basically give us the same dialog box as it did. So I'm going to do the home key and go down to find setup wizard folder, not file, but we want the folder. And I'm going to enter on application. And and click on the install.x. This is the one we like, so we're going to click on this or enter on this. And the CD starts to spin. So as you can tell, we now don't really have the same dialog box. It installs directly on the computer without asking us for any some sort of confirmation. Let me. And now it's. Looks like it's done. Let me. Yeah, there's a SID 200 on the desktop. Okay, so now let's start this. Right now, Skype is not open and this software is not running. So actually, from now on, you don't actually need to open Skype. All you have to do is open this program, then Skype will automatically start. So I'm going to open enter on this. And it's going to do this little thing, copyright thing, and the Skype is initializing, and I'm signed in. Okay, so now we can go into options in Skype, and we can choose the software that we like Skype to work with. I'm going to go do OT for tools, up arrow for options, and then enter, down for sound and devices, tab. Okay, it's already on the dialog box, but usually you have to down arrow. Perhaps because, in order to do this podcast, I actually uninstalled everything, but I guess Skype still remember because I didn't uninstall Skype. So this is good because it said audio in is Linksys ICE CIT200. I'm going to tap. This is good too. This is the one we like. I'm going to shift tab. Actually, for ringing, we also want it to be just on the phone. Well, unless you want it to ring on the computer also, but my preference would be on the phone, just on the phone. So I'm going to arrow down. This is 200. I'm going to uncheck this, and you can press enter on here. Okay. One little tip I like to give you is that, well, even though we chose the ringing option to be just on the phone, but the problem is whenever the phone rings, the computer will also ring. And then when you go into that dialog box, that same dialog box, it actually switches back to ringing with your sound card. So what I often do is I go back to the option menu by pressing go tools, option, and you go down to find just sounds, not sounds and devices, but just sounds, and you tap. Okay, ringtone. And I'm going to tap again. Okay, so this checkbox is already unchecked. So if I uncheck right here, my computer would not ring, and this is what I like. For other people, the checkbox here might already be on because your computer has always basically rang before you bought this phone. So this is okay, so I don't have to do anything here. I'm going to press enter. And now we're good. Okay, so let's make a, let's use my cell phone. Oh, actually I won't be able to use that. Okay, let's find the phone. The phone also comes with the charger, right? And this charger is actually separate from the USB base station. This is the charger you can actually put in a separate room. This phone has a pretty long range. I don't know the exact specs, but it's basically a cordless phone. And the range is quite long and it's very good. Like you don't hear any static like a regular cordless phone. And you can even put this charger in a different room. You don't have to put it in the same room as your computer. Another good thing about this phone is that it uses AAA batteries, two AAA batteries. And you can actually use any AAA batteries you like. You don't have to use the ones that come with the phone. Now, the batteries that come with the phone, are actually compatible with only with a charger, so it's good to charge using that the appropriate batteries and appropriate charger. However, if you travel and you don't want to bring along the charger, all you have to do is you just bring along with you the USB base station and the phone, and you just either use the batteries that are already in the phone, or you can just put in any regular batteries if the batteries on the phone happen to run out. So which is a good thing, then you have less to bring. Because a charger, you know, it's a charger, and then it has an AC, it has a little AC adapter that plugs into the wall. So it can be a little bit cumbersome. And actually, when you first purchase the phone, they tell you to charge for 16 hours. Well, the batteries are actually quite full, because I bought this phone and I was able to use for hours and I didn't even plug in the charger. So you can actually turn it on and have it work right away. So right now it is already on because I didn't turn it off. But the on and off button is actually the one that that is the end button. Just below the navigation key and to the right. Now to turn it off, you just press and hold for like about 2 seconds. To turn it on, you can just press. You don't have to hold. It's actually pretty funny that way. Okay, so now it's already on. Now, let me talk about how us blind people can use this phone more effectively and efficiently. There is actually a Skype button at the bottom of the phone. There are there's a row of three buttons at the very bottom of the phone. And in the middle of that is the Skype button. And when you press it, all the contacts in your Skype account will appear on here. Now the problem with this though is that say my name is Quinn, so it starts with a Q. A Q would be pressing 7 two times. However, this phone doesn't do that. It allows you to only press the 7 one time. So basically you can only press 7 and then it will take you directly to P. And then you would scroll down the list, you know, to all the contacts that start with a P, and then all the contacts that start with a Q, R, and S, and so on and so on. And this is problematic for us because I have quite a few contacts that start with the 7. So we cannot actually dial people reliably. And what I have done is I actually have set up speed dialing on for my Skype contacts, including the Skype out. So for example, I'm going to type in Quinn to take me directly to my cell phone. Okay, so you're going to press the application key. It's either P or T. It seemed to change. I'm not sure why. Sometimes I can press T to take directly to speed dial. Sometimes I press P. So let's make a bet. P. Nope, I guess T. Okay, so right now it is 1. Now what I usually have done is say if I have a contact whose name is Joan Smith, right? So Joan is a J. J start with a 5. Smith is an S, which starts with a 7. Now, if you are unfamiliar with the corresponding letters and numbers on the keypad, you might have some difficulty in the beginning. But for me, I'm quite used to that. So, when I think of John Smith, I quickly think of 5-7. So you can actually put in 5-7. And that's how I use speed dial. Okay, so for example, right now, Quinn cell is 1. So I'm going to escape here. And to dial the speed dial, it's actually quite easy. You turn it on. I hope you can hear this. Okay, and all you just have to do is press number 1 or it could be 16, or it could be I can turn on the, there you go. Oh. I hope you can hear that. So now it's ringing on there. I'm going to turn it off. So all you have to do is just press speed dial, wait about probably 2 or 3 seconds. Now this is a bit problematic, because what happens if you dial a Skype out number, say 919, but 91, and then you pause, and then you happen to have a contact that start with 91, then you have a little bit of trouble there. But usually, if you dial at a reasonable speed, then you should be fine. Now, one thing about speed dialing is that there's only 2 digits, and sometimes I have John Smith, but I might also have Jim Stevenson, for example. So then that's when you can use, John Smith is J7, and Jim Stevenson, you might do, I'm not sure, I should have said 5-0 or 5-1 instead, because 0 and 1 don't really actually correspond to any alphabet, so you might like to do that. But that's what I have, I found that to be very useful in terms of using this phone reliably. Now, what if you just dial any Skype out number? As you know, customers who are in US and Canada can actually purchase this unlimited phone package that allows you to call anywhere in the US and Canada unlimitedly. When I bought it in January, there was a promotion for only $15, but now they've gone up to $30 or something like that, which is still pretty cheap for the whole year. But basically, to dial out, you can do either way. You can punch in the number first and then press talk, or you can press the talk button and then punch in the number. Now, how do you dial out? Well, say for example, if I'd like to dial 1-919-555-5555, then I just have to put in 2 zeros in front of the number, because that represents the plus sign on your computer. Because to dial a Skype up number, you have to do the plus sign in front of that, as many of you probably already know. But to replace the plus sign, you have to press 00, or alternatively, you can press and hold in the 0 key for about 2 seconds. I don't really like to press and hold, so I just quickly press 00. That depends on your preference, basically. So let me dial out a 1-800 number, 1-800-555-TEL, and I can show you the speaker as well. It's quite clear. 00-1800-555-8355. Now, okay, to turn on the speaker, there's the one button on the top left. You just have to press it twice. Press it once for option and then twice for speaker. Weather.
I'm sorry, I still didn't get that. To hear all the categories we have, say main menu or press **.
Weather. Why are you having a trouble understanding me? Anyways, okay, I'm going to turn it off. Obviously, I have problems speaking today. I shouldn't do a podcast, I guess. Okay. And basically, call qualities. Let's talk about call quality. It's actually quite good. Many times I talk to a person, we're using the Skype out, so I call just a regular telephone number. And on the other end, they just think that you're on a home phone. On my end, it's just sort of like using a regular telephone. Now, when you call a computer, depending on the how sensitive the other end is and how good the connection, the internet connection of that person. My internet connection is pretty good, it's pretty stable and pretty strong, it's a cable. So when I call a regular home number, there I can get there's a consistently good quality there. When I call other computers though, it would depend on their own internet connection as well as mine. And since mine is pretty good, then it depends on theirs. Now, on their end, because they're on a computer, they listen on a headphone, or then sometimes they hear you as if they would hear you when they call a regular home phone number. Some people can tell when I'm on a Skype phone, some people cannot. So it depends on people's ears. What was it I was going to show you? I forget that. Oh, yes. There's one little annoyance that I usually change. First of all, whenever you dial a number, Skype will kind of start talking to you. They will tell you, oh, you know, what number you call, what name. I can show you that right now. Let me dial a number. I'm going to press 93 and then wait. That's the stand for weather. W-E. See? So it talks a lot. And sometimes I get a little bit. See? Then when you hang up, it also talks. Okay? So this is, we can turn this off with JAWS. The problem with this is though, when you turn this off, then when you go into combo box, you don't really hear what the option is. So it depends, kind of like a trade-off. For me, it's okay because I have a braille display. So when I go into menus and things like that, depends on the menu too, actually. Some menus, they will speak, some menu, they will not. But I can show you the place to turn it off because I use this phone on a regular basis just because this is my outgoing phone now. So I'm going to press insert 6. Alt S for settings, V for verbosity, tab over for beginner, because that's what I chose, go down at the end. This is the one that I will uncheck. It said selected item, not check. Okay, so I'm going to press enter on this. Tap OK and then close this. Now, when I call again, I'm going to turn up the volume. So you can hear tuk 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 tuk. It seemed to make two dialing simulation. See, it doesn't speak anymore, but it does appear on my braille display, weather, and then the number. So it depends on your... actually, it doesn't really interfere much. Let me see. So I can use the up and down arrow. I can also use the application key and it also show things. I can actually use the menu, arrow down. It still speaks. So only in certain places where it will not speak, such as edit profile. Other than that, I don't really see any other difference. So I find this useful because sometimes I get annoyed when Skype start to chat so much. And then there's a little, because whenever you make Skype out calls and at the end, sometimes you get this little feedback form. And this, that cannot be avoided because your Internet Explorer will start to open. You know, sometimes I'm on a bed and then Skype start to talk to me, like the website. Oh, you know, please rate this phone call, blah, 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 blah. So I get a little bit, but there's nothing I can do about that one. But this one I can. Okay, one little thing though, well, it actually can be a grief for someone, is that when this is not the fault of the Skype or not the fault of this phone specifically, but it is the fault of JAWS. When you have two sound cards on your system that are enabled, when you turn on JAWS, JAWS will get confused. JAWS will start, but it will not speak. However, there will be sound on your computer. I know that because when I press the start menu, my start menu has a little click whenever I press the start button. And there's a little click, but JAWS won't talk. So you can do two things. If you have JAWS starts up automatically, Then, to have JAWS speak again, you just have to unload JAWS and then reload JAWS. For me, I actually don't have JAWS start up automatically. I just have it mute, and then I can just press Alt Control J to turn on JAWS when I hear the window startup sound come up. So that's not an annoyance right there. But it's manageable. Now, one big thing about this phone that I really don't like is that you cannot make conference calls using only this phone. You have to interact with your computer. So for example, I'm on the phone, right, with this with someone, and then someone call in, and I like to make a conference. I like to link them together. I cannot do that, unfortunately. I would have to go to my computer, press Alt C for calls menu, and then go up to find something like answer and join the current call to this call, to the conference or something like that. Also, when I'm on the phone and I like to make an outgoing call and to add that into the conference, I have to also use my computer. And to do that, I would have to go into Skype, find the contact that I like, use the application key, and then press I for invite to conference. So I guess it's not too bad, but I mean, the whole purpose of the phone is for you to be away from the computer. And unfortunately, I cannot do that. Nugget, why are you whining, Nugget? Now, apparently you can change the status of your Skype account, whether you like it to be invisible online or offline on the same phone. But I haven't quite figured out how to use it yet. I mainly just use it to make outgoing calls and to talk with people on Skype. And I just mainly use speed dialing to dial out my my Skype contacts or my Skype out contacts. The quality, like I said, the call quality is great. I think that's all I'm going to tell you about this phone. I think that's it. I've been using this phone for almost 2 weeks, and so far I'm very happy with it. Now you might wonder, how do I change the volume on the Skype phone? Not on the sound card of my computer, but just on the Skype phone, in terms of playback and in terms of recording. Well, in terms of playback, you can certainly use the volume button, which is the navigation, the joystick here. You just have to arrow up and to turn up the volume. But you know, what if you really like to increase the volume even more? So I can show you how you can do that. You go into Start menu. Oh, let me go to my desktop now. Start menu again. S for settings. Enter on control. Okay, S continuously for sounds and audio. Okay, enter on it. Tap over twice. Okay, this is the trick. So you arrow down. For Linksys, tap over. For playback volume. Oh, right now it's 0%. I'm not sure why. That's strange. Okay, let me increase it to 50. Ooh. I find 50 is pretty comfortable. But you can do even more. Now the problem is, when you increase it too much, you get distortion on the phone. So it's actually not very good. I would rather use the up volume button than to really increase the volume here. But you can do it if you like, although the sound will get distorted. It will be a little bit. The wave is also 50%, which is good. So I'm going to press Alt F4 here. Okay, I'm going to tap two more to find recording volume. Okay, I'm going to have to arrow down here to find the Linksys. Tap over. Volume 13%. Now usually I find this okay to be 100% though. Apparently there's no distortion on the other end somehow. I'm not sure why, but I'm going to do 100 here. And you're going to press Alt F4 because that's the only thing in here. Okay, now this is the trick. Because we like the computer sound card, our default sound card, to remain the same, we don't want to press OK in here, because then it will choose the link system. Because remember, we arrow down to select the link system in order to play with it. So you don't want to enter here, but we're going to press Alt F4. And see, the sound card is still around. And let me make a test to this phone and see if it's too loud. I think it might be okay. Yeah. Yeah, I think the volume's perfect now. Okay. Sometimes the phone is on, Skype is on, the software is on, but you will get a busy tone signal on the phone. In that case, there are two things you could do. You could turn off the phone and then turn it on again, or you could exit the CIT200 software and then restart it, and that seemed to refresh the sound, the sound card. So I can do it right now, and that is on the system tray icon. It's running in the background. It's a very small program. Gonna enter on this, and then you can exit this. And then I can restart again. And usually that should take away the busy tone signal. I find that unfortunately happens sometimes. Probably, one time every few days or something like that. So you might have to do that. Yeah, that's right. So overall, I really like this phone. I just wish that it has a conference feature. But it doesn't. But you can certainly use the computer if you make conference calls often. I make conference calls quite often, so I find that I have to go to my computer. But overall, the speaker is pretty good. I usually, there's a belt clip that came with the phone. Unfortunately, it's kind of delicate. I kind of broke up at the bottom, so at the bottom it splits into two. But I usually I still can use it though. I can clip it at kind of the top of my neck. And it's very light. It's a very light phone. It's smaller than a regular cordless phone, but it's a bit bigger than a cell phone. So it's quite small. So it's actually good to hang it on your neck or something like that. And then you can use the speaker and talk to someone at a comfortable conversation. Now, you have no problem hearing them, but they might, because the microphone is a little bit away from you, so they might have trouble hearing you. Although you can purchase a regular headset and use with this too, which I don't. And, okay. To turn off the ringer, you just press and hold the star key. Unfortunately, it doesn't give us any sort of confirmation. And we cannot, because on the icon it will appear something like ring off. So I just have to press and hold the star key again to turn on the ringer. So I don't really use this option. If I want the phone to be off, I just turn off the phone. If I don't want it on, I just turn it on, because I find that sometimes I might not remember whether it was in the ringing on position or off position. So I hope you find this review useful. I certainly love this phone, and I would recommend this phone to people. The problem, the small thing about this is that it doesn't integrate with your home phone, and it doesn't integrate with other services. That's another drawback. But otherwise, I find this phone is pretty good. The keypad is a little bit hard to press. It's not like pressing down is not as light as a regular telephone. It's a little bit heavier. And that's it. So I will see you another podcast. If you'd like to contact me, my email is Quyen, Quyen03@gmail.com. And I will talk to you next time. Bye-bye.